Billionaires
are good. Billionaires are good. Hello, Caleb.
Hey, Dave. How you doing, buddy?
I'm great, man. We were just talking about how I was venting to Caleb because I did a really bad comedy show last night. And that's fine. That happens to us all the time.
Yeah.
But there was no camaraderie amongst the comedians, and it really bummed me out. It made me really sad. A comedian got heckled really meanly, like told that he's not funny and that he doesn't have any jokes by a member of the crowd. It was a really small room, and no one had his back for comment. Like, many comedians in a row didn't address it. And I was saying to Caleb, I don't need you to be someone who wades directly into a fight. And I'm not that in general life, and I am that in stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely, if I were next, would have walked up and pointed at this heckler and been like, what's your fucking problem? And I would have ruined my set on purpose in order to let it be known that you don't behave that way. And yeah. And I am not bragging. I just know this about myself at this point. Like, I literally one time, Ponchos, I didn't do Ponchos for 2 years. And Ponchos is like Caleb's favorite show in LA, and it is great. And Dan O'Carter, who runs it, is great. And this situation is not at all his fault. And it's not that I avoided it for 2 years or anything because of him. It's because this thing happened, and I just, like, every time I thought of Ponchos, I was like, I can't. I need to not go to Ponchos for a while. It's especially a great show now. It's every Monday. But it used to be really hit and miss. It used to be like, sometimes there would be no one in there, and it would be really brutal because it's a sidebar of a Mexican restaurant for families in Manhattan Beach on a Monday night. And so you'd be in there, and there's like four people in the room, and they are talking. And I also think that Dano, the more that he's moved on in comedy, the better of a host he's gotten. And now he's like, you know, they're whipped into fucking shape. But I think he used to like not really do that as much. And these fucking guys, these like four fucking assholes were sitting in the crowd talking over a friend of mine's set. And then he started talking to them. And then they started saying shit to him that's like cartoonishly mean, like, don't quit your day job, like shit like that.
Oh, and this buddy of mine. Heckling.
Hacky heckling. And this buddy of mine is funny, but here's another thing. Depending on where you're at in comedy, you have a certain amount of tools in your tool belt on how to deal with hecklers. And the only way you get those tools is from doing it over and over again. So some people just don't have it. And the way they try to bowl through it, there's all kinds of things you can try to do. And it's very fucking difficult. And it's very rarely a comedian's fault that there's a heckler situation and everything's going awry. So he's like trying to bowl through it and talk to them a little, and they're just being mean. And I'm so like, don't want to have conflict in my life. And I really don't want to complicate my life. I also just don't want to take shit from people though. And I really don't want people to think that they can attack my friends. And I like went up and they're just sitting there, and I like just looked at them and I was like, hey, fuck you. And they were like so angry. And one of them, he had knee length khaki shorts on and a tucked in polo shirt, and he was like a 45-year-old man who was balding. And I was like, it's especially shitty that someone's shitting on my friend who looks just like fucking Dave Barry. And I just called him Dave Barry, which is like a reference that only old people know. And the guy stands up.
Word hurt.
He stands up, and he's like a little taller than me. So he's now almost like us. The stage isn't very high. And so we're looking basically eye to eye, and he's like a foot and a half from me. He stands up, and he looks down at his friends, and he says, I can take this F word. He says a gay slur. And so now I'm like freaking – I'm so angry. And I just remember I like – he said that,
dude.
And I like looked around, and again, there's like those four and one other guy sitting in the crowd who I later found out was – do you know Lowy? the Australian comedian. God, what's his fucking first name?
Lowy.
He's great. He's cool. I like really. Yeah, we worked on a
thing
together.
Dave makes people up sometimes. If you're new to the podcast, Dave will just make up.
No, you've met him. He's really funny, dude. Right. He's cool. Wait, hold on. His name is. He went by Lowy for a while, and now he goes by his full name, Craig Lowe. You know Craig Lowe?
Okay. No. This is like when Kramer talks about his friends. I'm like, all right, Dave. There's a guy named Lowy, and he's very funny, sure.
Lowy's really sweet and funny, dude. He is. He's great. And anyway.
He exists. He exists.
He, and Chris Garcia was there, I remember specifically, because he went up after me or something. I don't remember. But so the guy says a slur. Calls me a gay slur and says he can beat my ass. Something snapped in my head, and I like look over at this one Australian guy I didn't know yet, and then I look back at them, and I said, "You know what? I drink so much cum, and you would not believe how much fucking cum I drink. I have milk jugs full of cum that I've, and it's not all my cum." Some of it's my cum, and I also I get friends to jerk off into jugs too, and then every night I drink a gallon of my own and other people's cum out of my fridge because I was trying to piss him off, and I did not.
So
think
then
I
was he goes, gonna... "I don't go to where you work and knock the
dude."
What does
and
say
I
back?
Swear, I swear to God, not the Dave Barry guy. His like skinnier friend goes, "Hey, man. There's kids in this restaurant." And I said, so I said, "Oh, so I can't talk about cum and he can say the F word?" And the guy exactly like this, word for word, says this, yeah. oh, my God, dude.
That's 90s and then, rules. That was the rules for the 90s.
Totally, dude. Like that fun. Did you ever do that open mic at the Days Inn in Glendale?
No.
Dude, one time Barbara Gray got kicked out because you're not allowed to say fuck at the open mic, but you can say slurs. Barbara like went up.
The door.
There
the
was a guy.
Wash their hands.
It was crazy, dude.
You can say slurs.
You can say slurs. No F word, but you can say slurs. Like, literally, there was a dude wearing a camo jacket who would sit in the middle of this huge room, and if you said fuck, he would kick you out. He would ban you from the mic. And but he wouldn't do that if you were saying the other F word. And, dude.
Wow.
Unreal. Unfucking real.
Free speech. Boy.
I know, dude.
Free
crazy.
Speech.
Crazy. You got to update your brain, bro. Like, really? Like, ideally, you will have never thought it was okay to say a slur, but
right.
Barring that, update. You gotta, system reboot, dude. You got to fucking...
I mean, that makes me want to start an open mic where I'm like, all right... No one can talk about dating. You can say slurs, but I don't want any jokes.
It's
about
truly
dating
like
at my open mic.
And this was, yeah, this was in like, I mean, I started stand up in 2009. So this would have been in like 2014. This was happening.
Wow.
The guy's like, "You can't say fuck." It's like, "I can't say fuck? Why? Is this a preschool? Are you crazy?"
And I'll tell you
fuck?
This, you know what they're saying in preschool? Fuck.
It's like the main thing they say.
That's the first word I learned when I went to public school.
And also, everyone says fuck around their kids now. Like, no one gives a shit.
Yeah, it's a mm-hmm. fun word to say. And that's hilarious.
So then after the show, I was like sitting by the bar and I was just feeling like so angry, and the guy came over and tried to shake my hand, and I just like stared him down, and I wouldn't shake his hand, and then he was like, "Well, I tried," and walked away, and Dano was like, "Fuck, dude," and I was like, "I gotta go, man. I'm sorry," and he felt really bad, and I felt really bad about that because it wasn't his fault, and he's a sweet guy. But fuck. Anyway, I can't expect people to want to do that. But if someone is just like outright that mean, at the very least, you need to get up there and be like, well, that was weird.
Right. Addressed it.
Yeah. You know, and no one did. And
dude, it's then, just like at the Oscars. Remember when Will Smith smacked Chris Rock? You know who came out and goes, that was weird? It was Diddy. And that's always going to be the
true?
Funniest. Yes, it was Diddy, dude.
Jeez.
He was you like, gotta, everybody calm down.
We got to let the air out of the room. And I would argue right. that it's in a situation like that, that is so jarring. I mean, that's so hurtful for that comic, man. And like, you know, he took it like a fucking champ. It's not like, I'm not thinking, I'm sure he's fine the next day. Mm-hmm. We've all bombed, and bombing hurts, and people can be mean, and it sucks, but it happens, right? And so you move on. But it's still like you're watching someone get like harmed. Like, right. say something, man. Come on, dude. No one? So Allie gets up. She's like the fifth or sixth comic, and she like very diplomatically is like, so that was really fucked up what you did. And it was awesome. Yeah. And it made me so proud of her. And I was just like, damn, fuck yes.
See, this she's is a football. That is a sweet lady.
She's a one inch tall. She's sitting in a little thimble fucking screaming at him. And it was a little, I think one of the reasons it didn't really work is that no one could understand what she was saying, because it just sounded like a mouse squeaking, you know. It sucked. I was like,
and I still lose arguments to her, dude.
Totally, man. I can't even hear her. She doesn't even speak in a register my brain, a human can hear, and she's winning.
She's always right.
She's always right, man. Women. Even when she's speaking in a frequency that human beings cannot hear.
Don't get me started.
When I tell you that my girlfriend's a dog whistle, then you know that I'm speaking the truth. Just tiny, one inch tall, standing in a thimble, right next to her matchbook bed.
Calling into one of those like AM radio dating shows. All right, so this is Jeff from Minnesota. My one inch tall girlfriend. Don't even get me started.
I can't win an argument. No matter what, dude. Even though I can't hear a word she says, dude. Even when she's standing straight up, she's basically 6 feet from me. Man.
So I'm sleeping on the couch. I lost my girlfriend in the bed. I don't know if she is in between. So I'm on the couch. I don't want to crush her.
Yes. Can I tell you one of the good things about my girlfriend being exactly one inch tall is that if I step on her in my Tims, she don't die, because she normally just kind of slides into one of the cracks like an ant or some other type of bug. The radio host is like, oh, uh-huh. Okay, well, this is Move, Bitch by Ludacris. And this is dedicated to your tiny, tiny wife? That's right. Because it's like, you better move, bitch. I'll kill you. Not on purpose or nothing. You're just so tiny. Yeah.
Move, bitch.
I'm worried, I'll man. Kill you. One of these days, not on purpose. You're just so small. I'm going to open the cabinet to get out the 409, and you're just going to get smacked into the wall. And your last words are going to be, baby, could you clean the table? And then all of a sudden, I'm fucking, you know, I'm a widower. It's not what I want. I love you. Fuck.
Still eating. She always goes, oh, I'm going to get, if I get some fries, are you going to have some? Bitch. You are one inch tall.
You are one inch tall. You can have, here's what, you know what? Yeah, you can have some of my fries and then watch you just nibble on the corner of one for an hour and a fucking half.
You're getting full, babe. You're
getting full. You're not going to, don't order a whole salad. First of all, not only are you not going to finish it, I think you might get lost in there. I mean, you're dang near the size of a crouton. Don't look totally different from a crouton. You know, when you're mad, you look a little bit like a cherry tomato. And
I like this guy. This guy that's dating he's 6 feet tall, his girlfriend's
and he's just really looking out for her.
Yeah,
safety.
He loves her. He's very frank. Hey,
baby.
I don't know if you remember.
You're 1 inch tall. I mean, we had to stop sleeping in the same bed because, you know, I'm rolling over on you. I didn't mean to or nothing. I mean, luckily you're so small you don't suffocate, but.
If there anyway. Were women that were 1 inch tall, there would be.
Absolutely.
They would still date. You know,
it's totally. Like,
there's 90-year-old billionaires dating models that are 25. So I guarantee there would be dudes that were like, I actually lack an inch girlfriend, you know?
That's what I'm
into.
And they
still want a tall guy. They still, the 1 inch ladies would still want a guy to be tall.
Totally. I like him 1 inch tall, very old and overweight. That's how. People are specific, man. Everyone, there's someone for everybody, man.
I used to think that was true. There's some people where you're like, that can't be. Who could it be? Someone's getting a bad deal. If there's
you think
someone
so? You
for
think
them.
Well, I guess, I don't know, though. Like, even, well, who are you thinking of? Like, mean people? Because mean people crush dating.
Yeah.
They lie, you know? Ugh. People love liars.
Right.
Liars get laid the most.
No, it's true. What, like cannibals, right?
Dude, no. I mean, who? I feel like someone, Armie Hammer, right? Isn't he, what happened with him?
Was he really a cannibal or was he just, I just looked at one screenshot and then was like, all right.
One person told me one time a little tiny thing about it with him, so I don't really know.
Armie Hammer apparently eats, but I'm like, if he was eating people, wouldn't he be arrested?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
I'm going to eat you.
I mean, you know? Kind of proves our point. I mean, cannibals are out here dating, dude. Man. Well, welcome to Billionaires Are Good, everybody.
Welcome to Billionaires Are Good, everybody.
We have some news, and it's some really good news, and not really.
Oh, it's true.
There's a piece of news in there that's going to be perhaps a wee bit of a letdown for some of our listeners.
Won't. Nope.
But it's okay, because it's for a very good reason. I got a job. I got
that's
a fucking
right.
job, dude. And so I'm not entirely sure if I can talk about the job yet. It's not like, I don't know. It's certainly not like. Top secret or something, but I'm going to wait.
He's running the Pentagon. Dave's going to be running the Pentagon.
Yeah, and I don't know if I'm allowed to tell you that. I'm running the Pentagon. But no, I got a job, and it both is and is not a comedy job. It's a comedy job, but I got it through a non-comedy. It's hard to explain, but it's a comedy job. I'm very excited about it, and that being the case, and the fact that I have really been searching, really all I've been doing is trying to get a fucking job and figure out how to make money because I fucked up and my finances are so bad. But it's very important to me to do well at this job, keep this job, succeed, and just be a grown up and do my job well. And so I'm thinking about stuff like that. And for at least a little while, I've got to reprioritize everything. And I'm taking everything off my plate.
That's right.
And I'm not taking this podcast off my plate. We're still doing the podcast. We talked about it before this episode, and it's just the podcast has got to become just a hang. So we're going to stop doing Billionaires. We're just going to show, like, because I'm doing research before and stuff. And also, I'm making, like, thumbnails for the YouTube and all the and for the audio version too, and I'm making these graphics that we post on Instagram. We are going to stop doing any and all homework. So this because I need this to just be a hang with my buddy Caleb and with y'all. And so yes, that's what it's going to be. And that also means that we're not going to be doing the renaming for a little bit. And I know that that's like a, like there's a, like a good chunk of you that are really into doing that every week. And it's not going away forever. It's just got to be, I'm a contract to hire. And I think at least while I'm on the contract part, I just need to have my brain empty of stuff. So that's what we're doing. But
and while Dave's running the Pentagon, he also said he's not going to do cocaine for the whole time.
Yeah. Well, that was a lie. And
well, you got to get confirmed. You got to say what you need to say.
That's true. Oh, man. I can't wait for my Senate confirmation hearing.
That's such a funny sentence.
I know. Damn, dude.
I
can't wait for my Senate confirmation hearing. Senate confirmation hearings are my favorite thing, dude. Imagine, it's so lucky that we like stand-up and not Senate confirmation hearings.
Oh, I know.
How many times in your life do you get to do one? Imagine right. that, dude. Fucking Kosh Patel shows up and he's like, oh, he looks so excited. And they're like, sir. He's like, yep, ask away. Ask whatever you want. I'm ready.
And he's got his suit laid out on the bed like the first day of school. He's like, oh, going to the Senate. Going to run the FBI.
Yeah. Is it Kosh Patel? Did I just say Kosh? Fuck.
I mean, it's probably fine. You know?
Did he get confirmed, by the way?
I think so.
God damn, dude.
Yeah.
What Pretty the funny. Fuck?
Pretty funny.
Pretty funny stuff. Cool stuff. Did you see the fucking cabinet meeting that they allowed Elon Musk to speak in? And not only that, but he spoke first. I'm sure you saw some clips of it, but he stands up and he's like, he literally says a thing that is for sure not true, which is that the reason they're doing all these cuts is they're trying to trim down the deficit by $1 trillion by September. And he's like, we have to spend $4 billion less every day until September. And it's like, well, that sounds doable, you fucking moron. That, first of all, that's not what they're doing. They're just trying to slowly take over the government. And this is like their excuse, right? But my favorite thing that he said, he was like, and look, it's not going to be perfect. We're not going to be perfect. You know, the USAID, someone pointed out the Ebola prevention, you know, we don't think that's bad. And so we were like, oh, we messed up and we brought back the Ebola prevention. And it's like, taking away Ebola prevention isn't like a mishap. That's not like you, it's like the easiest thing to remember. It's like everyone knows you don't get rid of that. Like,
yeah,
that's not dude, a regular fucking like, mistake, dude.
It's so nuts that they're just like,
oops.
It's like when you have those Christmas lights and you take one out and then the whole thing and they're just like, oh, that was an important one. That, oh, shit.
Damn, that is a great analogy and you should write that down. That's crazy. That is what they're doing.
It's so funny,
dude,
that they don't, like, they're just like, oh, well, I guess we'll bring that back. And then they literally, I heard they forgot where people were. So they're like, well, we fired 9,000 people and deleted their resume. We actually don't remember who they are. You're like,
holy fuck, dude.
You can't, like, that can't be right.
Can you believe all these people we fired all around the country are angry and having town halls? And it's like, yeah, that's about the easiest thing for me to believe. I'll also bet that a lot of those people voted for Trump and they're just like, fuck. And it's like, dude.
Dude, it's so funny. So many Republicans are used to 30 years of like Republicans just don't do stuff. Like they just say stuff.
Yeah.
And then it's so funny that they're like, and Trump's like, no, we're getting rid of that. And they're like, wait, well, that's my job. And they're like, oh, we thought you were just fucking, we thought that just meant tax cuts. We didn't think that meant, I thought you were just kind of fucking around. I didn't know that you're going to get rid of.
I know. Like, yeah. Yeah, I know. It is, I don't know. I'm trying not to, I don't think it's healthy. I see liberals, especially big Kamala fans, being like, I told you so. And I really don't think that that's healthy or really even fair. Not because, I saw it coming. You definitely shouldn't have voted for Trump. But it's like, not, they didn't see it. And now they're feeling the pain of like not having a job, which might result in not having a home, and no one fucking deserves that just for casting a vote, you know? And I, you know, and people, I hear people in my life saying, casting that vote makes you a white supremacist. I know why you're saying that. I don't agree, because I just think that when you think that, what you're forgetting is that most people don't have the time in their day to stay up on politics and things as much as you do. And if they're surrounded by Republicans taking care of their kids and their job and worried about everything, and they see like one, you know, little tidbit every now and then, they're like, oh, that guy's he's going to help me. And like, you can't hate someone.
Help you. And I'll help you. Dave.
Especially after Joe Biden was like, I'm going to help. And then he was like, where am I?
Dude, you know, the number one thing that people Googled on election day was, did Joe Biden drop out? So people were sitting there looking at the ballot going, whoa, where's Joe?
Dude, yeah, people are busy.
People are busy and poor and tired.
Busy and poor. And they're poor. They're busy and tired because they're poor. Yeah. And I disagree with anyone lecturing a poor person on how to live. That shit is fucked up. And with kids. If you're poor with kids, it's like, you can't relax. You want me to relax?
Oh, yeah. Never.
Anyway. Either way, it is fucked now, and those people are feeling it. And, yeah, I just don't think that it is productive to be like, see? My favorite are the people who are, like, still big Kamala stans who are like, oh, so you couldn't vote for her because of the genocide, and now here we are. And it's like, this logic is broken, dude.
Yeah. Right. Well, I hope you like your genocide.
It's like, oh, yeah. That's what Martin Luther King said, wasn't it?
That's the thing. Like, do you not understand? Fine. You the way that you look at the world right now is you're like, okay, I can compartmentalize a genocide happening in Palestine versus this thing, and I can vote for the lesser of two evils. You don't understand why someone couldn't? That's all I'm asking of you, to try to understand another. I voted for Kamala, but I get it. Like, you don't get it? What the fuck? Like, imagine if there was a genocide.
You're assuming that someone is also keeping up with that.
Right. Totally. Oh,
that
my God.
People even, like, dude. Troy was telling me that on Kimmel, when they interview people on the street, he was like, dude, 99% of people couldn't tell you who was president 5 years ago. They couldn't tell you the names of half of the states. He was like, the average person is like, even he's like, it's sad what the average person, how stupid that guy is.
Right. Bro, have I told you a story about driving? So I was driving to Palm Springs. This is like while Obama was president during his second term. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the old Holy Fuck shirts? My show Holy Fuck had it had four drawings of Joe Biden on it. Obviously Joe Biden. And I was wearing a Holy Fuck shirt, and I stopped at a gas station outside Palm Springs, and I was buying whatever I was buying. And the guy was like, that's a cool shirt. And I was like, oh, thanks. And he was like, who is that on the shirt? And I was like, oh, that's Joe Biden. And he goes, I don't know who that is. He didn't know the face, and he'd never heard the name. Vice president. Two-term
and
vice president.
And I love that, like, and both sides do that. Like, Ben Shapiro would be like, everyone knew Joe Biden was in mental decline. And it's like,
no, they didn't.
They didn't even know he was president. What do you mean? You assume everyone's just as informed as you and nefarious? Like, it's insane.
Totally.
People aren't keeping up with it. They're not smart. The ones that are keeping up with it are usually stupid.
I know.
A lot of the smart people are busy. It's insane.
Totally. Totally. I mean, it is just a privilege to have the time to keep up on the news. It just is. We should try to remember that.
Yeah, I know.
It sucks that people don't. Don't get me wrong. And I'm not saying that there aren't white supremacists. There clearly fucking are. But just that vote doesn't make you one, I don't think. It does mean, I will say, I think that you should try harder. I do think that.
Right.
Because
and
Trump
also,
is clearly...
you can go on Twitter. All the white supremacists accounts are back. They're not thrilled
Dude, I
with
know.
Everything that's going on.
Yeah.
They're not just like, everyone that voted for Trump is fucking dope, dude. They're not thrilled with a lot of it. Which is also, dude, most white supremacists are in a bad mood, you know?
Yeah, well, that's how you get that way. No one's like happy. Just like, I want to be separate. I want to feel actively separate from that guy. No one who like feels filled with love is like, I know, man. It's,
yeah.
Yeah. Dude, I was thinking about this the other day, how like the tables have turned in a really weird way culturally with regard to dudes. And what I mean is, when I was a kid, I remember being like nerdy and scared and like down on myself and being like, no, it's hard to get a girl or whatever.
Yeah.
And thinking like, and then in my high school, the dudes around were like, but jock, tough guys. And they treated their girlfriends like shit. And I remember being like, just fucking assholes. Mm-hmm. Now, it's like the guys who like, I mean, there's actually, as I'm saying this, I realize there's like the Andrew Tates of the world, but there are a fair amount of dudes. There's like your general regular guy who like goes to the gym and likes football is like the good guy. That's a good guy. And the nerds who are too online are like the pieces of shit that we're all worried about.
Yeah.
It's fucked up, man. It's, I did not see that coming.
Yeah, the the internet, I don't know. Like, after you've seen 1,000 of those Pepe memes about, like, women shouldn't have shoes or whatever. No, that
shit is crazy.
I think that gets to you at some point.
Yeah.
You know? We need to bring back model trains, you know? That was a better thing to do.
I just think that you shouldn't be allowed to have a community that is rooted in not getting laid. I just feel like that's just a recipe for, so now like all the people that were, cause it, like, I don't wish loneliness, solitude, or sadness on anybody. I experienced it. Mm-hmm. But you know, when I was like a 14-year-old boy and I didn't have the whatever I didn't have to like talk to girls or successfully talk to girls, I then went alone and I was sad about that. And that sucked. But that's better than finding a community of everyone else who feels that way and then deciding together that you don't deserve it and then hatching a plan to hurt everyone.
I know. And then they start, the echo chamber is so insane where they're like, you know, it's actually gay to like women because they're ladies.
I know.
It's like straight. Soft. Yeah, why would I want to have a lady? She's a little soft lady.
Totally. And if you think about it, coming feels good and feeling good is gay. So, dude. Yeah.
And they say, I've seen these dudes, they'll say all sex that doesn't, if you have sex and there's not a pregnancy as a result, it's gay. They're like all that's sex.
That's like impressive.
It's bananas where they get to and how quickly this tornado of like incel shit. It's bananas. Wow. It's gay. It's like,
dude.
So everything's
gay. To be so worried about being gay. It's also like, why is it? We were talking about this, I think, last week. Like, why is that word? Gay is just the definition of something. Mm-hmm. You just are or you're not, or it is or it isn't. And I realize that it's a spectrum, but what I mean is like, if you are attracted to men, you're gay, like or you're not and you're not, like, I don't know, being like, okay, I got to figure out a way to do exactly what I want but not be this specific thing that I have like lowered in my mind in validity. Right. I don't know
which earring. Oh, I don't want to put it in the gay ear. What are we doing?
Did you want to put it in that ear? why don't you believe in yourself? How about that, for fuck's sake, dude? Anyway, we're talking about Michael Bloomberg this week on Billionaires Are Good. Billionairesaregood.com. Mm-hmm. Patreon.com/billionairesaregood. Follow us on the socials, though. Maybe not. I will say, I think we're still going to be fucking around in the Discord. I like it in there. That doesn't feel like work. Just anything that doesn't feel like work, we're around.
Yeah.
Oh, message us. If you have any thoughts on any of this, always. We love you so much. There's a reason that we're never going to stop doing this show. That's right. We're talking about Michael Bloomberg.
Mikey B.
Mikey B. That's
right.
He has
a lot of money. He has a lot more than I thought.
Like, dude, 17th richest man in the world, $104.7 billion. It's crazy.
It's a lot.
Dude, he was born February 14th, 1942. He was born Valentine's Day, 1942.
Wow.
The year after America joined the war, right? We joined in 41.
Yeah.
Man, that means he's not even a boomer.
Yeah.
He's like a
silent. I mean, he's a silent greatest.
The silent greatest. No, he couldn't be greatest because the greatest generation fought in World War II.
Right. So he's silent. He's silent, right?
Man. Dude, I don't know. Do you know much about him? I don't know that much about him.
I know he's a short man. I know he ran for president and it didn't work. I know he wanted sodas smaller in New York.
Is that true?
Wow. Yes, he didn't like the big sodas. Damn. And everyone thought
three
that was
three-time mayor.
Yes. Yeah. Everybody
three-time
was like,
mayor New York City.
Little soda gay, big soda. Well, it's like, dude, people hated that he wanted little cups. They hated it so much.
That's so weird, man. Everyone's so weird. I'm sure I would have an opinion about it if
every
it happened.
On Fox News, I remember it was like, bum, 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 welcome to Fox News. Get these cups. I want a big cup. Give me a big cup.
Yeah. Breaking news. They're changing the name of Coke to bitch. In New York City. Yeah, give me a diet bitch in a tiny cup the size of my minuscule wife.
I would still drink it, dude. I don't care.
Bitch, diet bitch. Diet, absolutely. They should change the name. That'd be so funny. Give me a bitch. Yeah, let
it's
me get
so
a.
It's so funny how, like, because I like Diet Coke. I like Coke Zero, but I literally think the reason they came with Coke Zero is they're like, men aren't buying it as much as ladies. And it's like, well, the font is this sexy, curly red
Diet Coke.
It just, they made
it like
very.
Sugar.
I know.
It's a soda. What the fuck?
The dudes were like, is all it right. gay if I get the red? It's got the curly. Looks like Jessica Rabbit. Would drink this.
So we've got our names for the new Diet Coke for men down to a handful of names. We got Coke Zero, Push-Ups Coke. Coke with cheese, Beef Coke, and Axe Body Coke.
Beef Coke. Dude, I'm not kidding. That's probably just like 5% exaggerated of what the.
I know. The meeting was like tough Coke. Coke tough.
You're just balling up a huge piece of paper and throwing them in the trash. All right. Tough Coke was pretty good. There's no bad ideas.
All right. Mean Coke.
I think they saw what Mountain Dew was doing, and they were like, all right, how do we, come on,
totally.
Video games Coke.
Yeah, that's funny.
Truck.
Yeah.
Truck. Fight.
Call of Duty Coke Alert.
Dude, the fact that they called a soda Code Red, it's like,
I know.
You know what Code Red means? This is a sugary, bubbly thing.
Mountain Dew hard dick. Get a new Mountain Dew hard dick.
Dude, Lick of Death proved men just throw violence into the drink.
Liquid Death is so awesome. I got in an argument with Graham K, one of my best friends, about this. He hates it. He's like, I don't know what happened to Graham in his childhood, but he is like afflicted by this like tough guy male shit. A little more than me. And I get it. Don't get me wrong. And he's like, how can you like Liquid Death? Fuck that. Fuck that fucking logo. They're all tough. Fuck that shitty. And we got an argument about it. And that company is women run. And it's all a big joke. they're kidding. And the biggest part of the joke is that there are guys that are like, yeah. It's like, I love it. I think it's funny. And I think the sparkling water has really good bubbles. That's my person. I also
good bubbles. Yeah.
Like that they made it look like a tall can. Mm-hmm. So they have it in bars and I can walk around with a tall can because I don't want a fake beer. I don't like the taste of, I guess, I don't know, whatever. Some athletics are good, but I tend to, when I want to not drink, I want to just have a big sparkling water and I want to walk around with a tall can and feel like I'm drinking. And that's what I love about it. And they, I don't know. I just think it's so funny that there are dudes who don't get it and are just like, yeah, water. Like, we're all making fun of you, dude. Oh, man.
No, I know. I remember it's like the Mansers. Remember Mansers and
the Man Show?
The Man Channel.
Remember the Man Show where they literally had it ended with girls jumping on trampolines at the end of every. Yeah.
And dudes were like, got it. Sweet. Love that.
I do remember being a kid and being like, what about porn? I see porn all the time. I don't give a shit about women and tramp. Like, what the hell? Why don't you just, you know, lower your blinds and jerk off and then just like watch The Simpsons? The hell is this? Why are we getting horny at our like man-based comedy show? Why? It doesn't.
I know. It's funny where though, like, I'm like, things should belong in certain areas. Yeah. Like, I remember watching Rocky as a kid, and I'm like, why is there a woman in a bikini with just telling me what round it is? It's oddly horny for a, I'm like, for a boxing match.
Horny at the boxing match? What the fuck?
These men are hitting each other.
You don't watch Baywatch. There's a lot of asses and titties. And like, just go jerk off, man, and then fucking, what are you doing? God damn, man. How horny do you need to be all the fucking time? You should be beaten off so many times a day by yourself, is what I'm saying, by the way. Just carve out more time in your fucking day, man. Also, like, you're watching Baywatch, like, eating dinner? So you, like, have a boner and you're eating food? What the fuck is going on, man?
Just calm down. You really got to pump the brakes on this lifestyle.
Yeah.
Dude, that's what I thought as a kid, like, the news on the Spanish channel. It was like, what is this? This is... Is this porn news? Why are we?
I know.
Why has it got to be so sultry? This is insane.
I know. There's also something about Spanish speaking TV where they like, they like, and this is true of English speaking TV. There's a cadence to news people.
Ba-ba-dum-bum.
And ours are like English speaking news is like, hello, welcome to the most boring thing ever. And, Spanish language news is like, hello, welcome to the news. And it's like, it's like, whoa.
We should switch. We really should. That's something
we should, dude. Absolutely. If CNN was just like, hello, if Wolf Blitzer was like, let's fucking go. I think that's what Chris Cuomo was trying to do. But he's just annoying, I think, is the problem.
Oh, it's so funny.
If Wolf Blitzer was like, let's get the fuck after it. Here we go. All right. Trump was a fucking piece of shit again. You see this? Holy shit. Let's watch this video of this fucking jerk off, huh? Elon Musk talking. God damn, I hate these motherfuckers.
Honestly, they're like, how do we get viewers? It's like, just do that.
Easy. Just be... Man, you and I should make that show. We should, dude, a daily news show
the
where
news.
We never break character. The new, and it's called The News. What's up? All right. Fucking. Here, Doge is at it again. They're doing more annoying shit. Let's roll the fucking tape, okay?
We still got a big desk and like that map of America behind
bum,
us.
Bum, bum,
like...
bum.
Yeah. We got our clinking our papers.
Yeah. Hello. Welcome to the fucking welcome news. Back. Welcome back. Shit's fucked up. Let's talk about it. Man. You see Andrew Cuomo said that he...
Oh, come on, dude. Yeah.
He's going to run for mayor now.
Please don't.
Don't, please, dude. Don't. Just run. Run for good husband, man. Just set your sights on sorry.
Stop kissing everybody.
Yeah.
Stop touching and kissing everybody. You got to stop that.
It seems like you need to spend all of your energy on that. And just do that then. That would be great. And I know it's because you're Italian, but I don't. The reason doesn't matter. If that's the case, then every Italian needs to spend every moment of every day not kissing people. Just work intensely on that. If it's a cultural thing that you just got to grab.
So many Italians. None of them grabbed and kissed me.
No. Totally. Most of them don't have nipple rings and, you know, look like that.
It's also like, dude, your brother's Italian. He didn't do it.
That's true.
What are you doing?
That's such a good
point.
But
I'm more Italian than my brothers.
Wasn't your dad governor? And like no one, this didn't happen with him?
He's just the most Italian man. He's the most Italian.
Did you know that Andrew Cuomo is the closest person in the world to an exact cube? It's true. He's the closest person has ever been to the shape of a cube.
I did know that. I did know that, Dave.
Oh, buddy. Dude, okay, so I wrote Bloomberg, a few things down about Michael Bloomberg. His possessions are mostly spent on vehicles and houses. I'm going to bang through his vehicles real quick. He has three big... me too. He has a private jet. I forget what kind. He has a Augusta SBA A109S 8-seat lightweight helicopter.
What?
And here's my...
For what, Michael?
Exactly. And here's my favorite one.
Manhunts?
He owns another airplane, but it's a tilt-rotor airplane. So it's like a mixture of a helicopter and an airplane. Like, tilt-rotor means the... Like a prop airplane, the rotors, the like spinny things are pointing forward, but it can tilt down so it can ride straight up the way a fucking helicopter
That's
does.
Pretty cool. I like that.
Yeah, it's cool. But why do you have that? It was $24 million.
For what, dude?
And it cost half of what his... Oh, here's his... he has a tri-jet, private jet, a Dassault Falcon 900B that cost him $44.8 million.
And what did he... How did he make money? Is it from running the TV channel? Is that it?
Before that, I think it was just like investments.
Oh, yeah. I got to get into that. I got to invest.
Yeah, dude. You know? Wait, let me tell you about his homes, because there's one really fun fact about his homes, okay? So let's go through this. He owns a $25 million mansion in London, 6,266 square foot house with a drawing room, a library, master bedroom, morning room, 6 guest bedrooms, and a 91-foot long garden, okay? He owns a 5-story, 7,500 square foot home in New York City, dude. And he...
Michael.
He bought the first floor in 1986 for $3.5 million, and then successfully over the years, he just bought more and more floors, and then he like bought the building next door, and he just kept growing this mansion, but he still doesn't own the whole building because the people on the top floor won't leave. And they've said in interviews that they like him a lot, and he's like a really good neighbor, but they just like really like living there, and they're not leaving. And one of them died a couple years ago. It's a couple. Their names are Jeffrey Wood and Pamela Jenrett, and Jeffrey died, sadly. Pamela's still there, holding on. He owns a $20 million home in the Hamptons, a 22,000 square foot Georgian mansion built in 1910 with 11 bedrooms and 8 bathrooms. He owns a 6,000 square foot home in Bermuda, in Tuckerstown in Bermuda, on in an area called Millionaire's Row. And he lives on the same street as Silvio Berlusconi and Ross Perot.
What?
Yeah, dude. These people like have a whole other world. He owns numerous condos. People don't know how many condos, but numerous condos at the Mountain House Ski Resort condo, you know, whatever complex in Gore Creek, Colorado. But here's my favorite thing. He owns a $4.5 million equestrian estate in Westchester County, New York. It's 33 acres. And the reason he bought this is his daughter, Georgina. Georgina, yes. Got into riding horses. And so he was like, well, I'm going to buy an entire estate for her to ride horses as much as she wants, right? And then Bill Gates' daughter, Jennifer Gates, got into riding horses. And Bill Gates was like, well, I'm not going to have a smaller equestrian estate than Bloomberg. And then a thing called the Battle of the Barns began, which was a competition between Bill Gates and Michael Bloomberg to have the biggest, most expensive equestrian estate in Westchester County, New York. And Gates won. His is 124 acres and eventually cost $15.8 million. And
why?
The town hates it. The neighbors hate it because there was so much construction constantly to make this happen that on the news, one of them was quoted as saying, it looks like they're building another World Trade Center.
Oh, nice. Don't forget about that.
Totally, man. I'll tell you something I want to crash a plane into. just a plane crashes into a horse.
That's insane.
Yeah, dude. And so
seems like a cool dude. What a cool guy.
Yeah. I was reading about it and I was like, the Battle of the Barns. I wonder if Bloomberg and Gates hate each other, and they don't. They're just like, ha.
Right, it's fun.
Just like throwing millions of dollars around, fucking dicks.
Unbelievable. Yeah. And money doesn't matter. Didn't he waste $100 million running for president? Got like 2% in the poll. It's like,
yeah,
I don't think money matter at that level. It's just like $100 million does not matter to you.
Totally. Totally. Yeah. Totally.
What a nightmare.
Yeah. What a fucking nightmare.
Just give it to me. Give me $100 million. I'll
give me $100. I could really use it, man.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, that's right.
That's right, dude.
Because, in honor of, go ahead, Dave.
No, you got it. In honor of Michael Bloomberg.
Yes, we are renaming the city that he tried to shrink the soda in, and that is New York City. And this week, the game we did on Twitter and Discord was, what would New York City be called if it was a theme park? And this was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that is a really good one. Coming in at number 10, who's Dan? I'm Dan on Discord with Dick Punch Island.
Pretty good.
Oh, my God, dude. Yeah, exactly.
Demurest on Discord said, Uncle Punchy's Rebar Playroom.
Damn, that's great. Fondle on Discord with Rat City.
Dude.
With an exclamation point.
The
good
rats
shit.
Are big. They are big, and they're jumping.
They're everywhere.
They startle me when they
jump. They run over your foot.
They'll jump from a second floor window into a trash can.
Totally.
It's unbelievable.
Don't wear open-toed shoes in New York City.
I won't.
Like, they're just never. Yeah, no one should ever do that.
Larry Bellello on Discord said, Bike Lane Mountain.
Good shit, man. Crete on Discord with Pissney World.
That's right.
Yeah.
Shibi Carlene on Twitter with Dolly Wouldn't.
Oh, yeah. I really like that one. At Max J. Kerr on Twitter had never forget 9/11 was an inside out job.
That's right.
Wow.
Very good.
That's like if Disneyland was New York City. That's funny. Wow.
We got a 9/11.
I'm sorry. 9/11. is something that
9/11 was an inside out.
Yeah, dude, 9/11 was an inside out job. That's funny.
Bog dude on Discord with NYC World.
Adam boy. Levin on Twitter, Disneyland acknowledgement.
Dude, hell yeah.
It's really clever.
And a Ricky shit this week, Coda Otan on Discord with Epcot trademark presents Urban Land, a Disney experience.
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude.
Dude, so fun.
We love y'all so much. Don't, you know, I am sorry if the renaming is a big thing for y'all. This is just something we need. I hope you understand. We still love you so much. You're the best fans in the fucking That's world. Great. Keep on laying down. Keep on tipping. And we'll see you next week when I think I can probably tell you about my job.
That's right.
Yeah. See you next time. Bye.
Peace. Billionaires are good.